This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm Billy Ambody. We're back with a recruiting-focused podcast. One of the biggest questions we get on Go 24/7 just about every other day is the defensive back recruiting for LSU in 2021. So Sonny Shipp is with me to kind of break this down. And right now, LSU has one commitment at the position in the 2021 class, and that's Atlanta four-star safety Kari G. He's out of the Woodward Academy down there. He's a 6'3", 185-pound prospect, a good-looking safety who really, I mean, is just kind of scratching the surface, could put on a ton of weight, maybe play a little outside linebacker and in-the-box safety. But he's their building block right now on that class, which did lose Dakota Mitchell earlier this summer. He decommitted and ended up at Florida. But in the next month or so from our recording of this podcast, it could be a fairly big summer, end of the summer for the Tigers. You've got a few commitments on deck to watch. And Sonny, I want to break some of those down with you. Let's start with Corey Collier, the four-star safety out of the state of Florida. He's teammates with one of the best defensive backs in the country in Jason Marshall, another LSU target, but he's got his commitment date set for August 10th. He's a top 100 prospect on the 24/7 Sports composite, and Florida leads the 24/7 Sports crystal ball. This one could be interesting down the stretch for LSU.
Yeah, if I think that LSU probably has a little bit of catching up to do. Not saying that they couldn't catch up, because, you know, we're talking, what, 17, 18 days before he would make a decision. Well, that's an eternity in recruiting and dealing with 17 and 18 year old kids' thought processes. But I think he's, you know, I think that, you know, right now, if he was committing tomorrow, I would put my crystal ball probably on Florida too. But I do think that, you know, whenever you have Corey Raymond, you know, in the mix for a South Florida defensive back, you know, you've got to always feel like that he's going to be there. He's recruited that state and that area for so long. You know, prior to his time at LSU, he recruited that area when he was at Nebraska. He did the same when he was at Utah State. And so that guy's got as many ties down there, you know, going as a lot of people, as a lot of defensive back coaches do. So, you know, I don't think you can, you know, you can ever count him out. Bill Bush, he's establishing those ties down there too. You know, another very good recruiter. And when you have those two tag team and defensive backs, I don't know if there's a better 1-2 combo in the country.
Yeah, and the thing about Collier too, I mean, he's just scratching the surface from a frame perspective. 6'2", 170 pounds, he can pack more weight on too. And the thing with LSU is they've just kind of quietly hung around in this recruitment, and that's the thing that's going to be interesting to watch. And Florida fans were pretty ticked off when Keanu Coate went ahead and announced for LSU earlier this summer. If you want to see them big mad, LSU landing Corey Collier on August 10th would be quite the change. In where things stand right now.
You know, we never like it when it's our message board that's up in arms and when everybody's losing their mind. But I tell you what, man, when it's someone else's message board, that kind of makes your day go in a totally different angle.
Yeah, I'll say this. We don't really root for, I would say, like recruiting or whatever, but like not having to deal with the melt is a pretty...
Exactly.
One player, and to go off that one player that it seems like LSU fans might not be melting over. If things stay the way they seem, especially on the 24/7 Sports crystal ball, is Nathaniel Wiggins, who's set to announce his commitment August 28th. He's a top 100 overall prospect on 24/7 Sports. He's been a huge riser this spring. We love him at cornerback out of Austin Westlake. And the 24/7 Sports Crystal Ball is all on LSU, with many of those crystal balls coming as of late. This is another prospect that Florida is right there for. If Corey Raymond and the staff gets Nathaniel Wiggins on board, it'd be the third Georgia prospect on board. He's originally got some West Coast ties, but this would be a terrific pickup at the corner position.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, I don't think that cornerback is a huge, huge need in this class. You know, after signing Elias Ricks, Dwight McLaughlin, you've got the three cornerbacks from the previous class with Stingley, Flott, Jay Ward. And so, you know, I don't think it's a huge need in this crop right here. But any time that you can go into another state, especially a talent-rich state like the Peach State, and pull one of their, you know, one of their top players, and especially when you look at, you know, when you look at his makeup, I mean, that's just how Corey Raymond loves those guys. Tall, lean, put some muscle on them, put some weight on them when you get them on campus, but you've got that length and you've just got so many tools to work with. You know, that's a situation that just has to have Raymond just smiling over the thoughts of.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I mean, he's really, really impressive as a prospect. And his recruitment's kind of been an interesting one to watch. Oregon and USC both had crystal ball picks in earlier this summer. But LSU's just been, again, kind of chipping away, hanging around. And things seem to be in a really good spot for LSU. And another prospect that LSU sits in a good spot for is Sage Ryan, the number one safety in the country, Lafayette Christian Academy standout. He's got tons of ties to LSU. The crystal ball is on LSU. And while he doesn't have a scheduled commitment date, he has said, and he told our Clemson reporter Anna Hickey earlier this summer, that a commitment could really come at any time. And that would be another feather in the cap for Ed Ogeron in state of Louisiana in this cycle.
Yeah, and I don't think he's a guy, you know, well, I know that he is not a kid who loves reading about himself, who loves all of the hype and all of the hysteria that comes with recruiting these days. This is a kid that I truly think that when he is, you know, when he's ready to make a decision, that he would make that decision, and that it wouldn't be something that he would just draw out for, you know, for a month or even longer afterwards. That he's just a quiet, a humble kid, and you know, what a pickup he would be. He's a guy who we've got him as number one safety in the country. I think he's a top five cornerback in the country too. You know, doesn't have that, you know, the length of some of these other corners do, but when you look at playmaking ability, you look at his short area quickness, you look at his recovery speed, you look at his speed and his, you know, his football IQ. I mean, I could see him being just as successful at corner as he would at safety. And for me, when I look at how often teams are in nickel in this day and age of college football, I mean, I don't think you draw it up any better with him, you know. And the last time I spoke to him, it hadn't been that long ago, you know, he said that, you know, Alabama was recruiting him for that for their star position, which is their nickelback. LSU, he said that LSU talks to him a lot about playing corner, playing safety. But he said that it seems to always circle back around to play in that nickel position. And so, you know, I just think that he is going to be a, you know, a huge pickup for LSU when it does go down. And just keeping it in the family, you know, he's going to keep it in the family with Trev Falk, with Kevin Falk, and with that long lineage of players from the Acadiana area.
Yeah, and the thing about him, too, is you hit it right on the head. I mean, just versatility that he'd bring to the secondary, and kind of the same with Corey Collier if they ended up, you know, landing him and bringing him on board. He's somebody that, you know, talking with sources, kind of seems like they feel like he could play safety or corner, but he could play at LSU and contribute. And that's a big thing, and we saw it with Maurice Hampton. Last year he was recruited at corner and kind of quickly moved over to safety. They've done a really nice job just establishing themselves as a place where, look, they'll get you on the field however it works. And Sage Ryan's kind of a perfect example of that. And overall, this defensive back room, when you look at the targets, so let's say Sage Ryan, Nathaniel Wiggins on board, you got Kari G on board as a safety. I look at, you know, down the stretch, you press for Andrew Makuba, you keep fighting. Clemson and Texas seem to be two programs with a lot of confidence there. But the thing about it too is that Bill Bush has done a real nice job recruiting him. And then you kind of take your shot at JaQuincy McKinstry, the number one corner in the country, and somebody who's got Alabama, Auburn, and LSU in his top three. I think however the secondary class finishes, it's certainly going to be one of the more interesting ones to follow this cycle.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. And, you know, and the thing with McKinstry, like you mentioned, with his ranking number one in the country, I mean, I wonder what the record is for schools landing the number one player in the country at that position. You know, Derek Stingley held that title in 2019. Elias Ricks held it for much of the 2020 process. And now you look at McKinstry right there. You know, but anytime you going into Alabama, and we've seen some positive vibes, certainly is on the ball too, telling him that, you know, that he would have the opportunity to play both sports at LSU. And, you know, it's just, for me personally right now, it's just tough for me to see the number one player in Alabama spurning both the Crimson Tide and Auburn, you know, to go to a division rival.
Yeah, I'm with you, and an in-state kid too. And so that'll be a really tough recruitment for them to win. And then you look at Isaiah Johnson, who's another top 100 corner. He's somebody that LSU is certainly in on, but it'll be interesting to follow. And look, I think you just look at what Corey Raymond and Bill Bush have done in their time at LSU, and you just got to trust that they're going to get the best players, and they seem to continue to do just that.
Yeah, well, Bill, and like I said earlier in this podcast, that I don't think that there's a better 1-2 combination when it comes to recruiting, especially for secondary coaches, than Corey Raymond and Bill Bush in the country. Those two are just phenomenal. You look at what Raymond has done, what he's proven over the years. You look at Bush's success with just going all over the country and being able to pull kids, not even kids in the secondary. You know, Apu Aika, that's a kid who jumps out at you right there, and just the list goes on. And so, you know, whenever you have those two guys on a kid like McKinstry and some of these other high-profile out-of-state targets, I mean, you've got to at least know that you're more than just a hat on the table. It's not to say you're not a hat on the table once the kid makes up his mind, but until he makes up his mind, LSU's going to be in that mix.
Completely agree. And we'll continue to go through a lot of these positions that, you know, one are talked about at length on our boards, and we'll kind of share more of our thoughts on where things stand on the pod, because I think it's a good way to just debate it out and let you guys hear our thoughts on it. But with that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the podcast. We appreciate you guys listening to kick off your week. We'll continue to bring you guys the latest on recruiting, team, and all the scoop that we can dig up as LSU continues to trudge along in this 2021 class and get ready for the 2020 football season as well. Appreciate you guys listening. Quick reminder to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button on the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. For Sonny Ship, I'm Billy Ambody. Thanks for listening.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.